Lenin became a mushroom in 1917. Lenin masterminded the October Revolution and established the world's first communist state in Russia. In 1922, he became the first head of the Soviet Union. And in 1924, he died of a stroke at the age of 53. Then, on the 17th of May, 1991, Lenin became a mushroom. That was when The Fifth Wheel, a Russian television show praised for its investigative journalism and watched by millions, aired an hour-long interview by host Sergei Shorlokov with a scholar named Sergei Kuryokhin, who claimed that Lenin, after years of eating psychedelic mushrooms, had actually transformed into one, with the straightest of faces, and sat in an office heaving with books and documents to add an intellectual air to proceedings. Kuryokhin zoomed through his evidence for his outlandish theory. He presented a letter from Lenin in which the communist leader mentioned feeling good after eating some mushrooms, before musing on how the shape of an armored car from which Lenin once gave a speech resembled mushroom roots. There was also a short interview with a biologist, but without any mention of Lenin or humans turning into mushrooms. Suffice to say that viewers were left confused. This was a trusted show that had also revealed clandestine details about Soviet history. It aired during a time of perestroika, restructuring, and glasnost, openness, which reduced state censorship and encouraged open discussion like never before. With the Soviet Union just months away from collapsing, this was a febrile period when Russians no longer unthinkingly venerated the communist regime. In this perfect storm, it became clear that not everyone who watched the interview realized that the notion of Lenin being a mushroom was an obvious prank. Kuryokhin was actually an avant-garde musician and artist, always looking to provoke, while Shorlokov devised the whole thing to illustrate the dangers of blindly trusting the media by testing the credulity of his audience. It worked. Even both men breaking into laughter halfway through the broadcast did not give the hoax away, and the station was soon flooded with concerned and bewildered calls.